أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at Asma al-Husna, and today we will look at the attribute of Al-Muhaymin, the guardian over all. It's such a beautiful attribute. It means one who oversees all of creation, all of our actions. He provides sustenance, he decrees our lifespans through his knowledge, he protects. You know, anyone who oversees something is its guardian, having absolute power and authority over it. Al-Muhaymin is the one who encompasses in his knowledge the management of the affairs of all his creation, from the smallest atom to the largest planet in the cosmos. In the Arabic language, it's common to describe someone who protects someone else as their muhaymin. Arabs describe the protection of young birds by their mom, who envelops them under her feathers, as being muhaymin over them. And all I can say is what I have been taught from childhood. Whenever you feel lonely, whenever you feel you need a guardian, you need a hug, just close your eyes and imagine you are in front of the Kaaba. Imagine the Kaaba developing arms and holding you tight. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. He is the guardian. He is the protector. And if we reflect in the world around us, we will see absolutely everywhere the effects of Al-Muhaymin. Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam, in his discourse to his companion Mufaddal, and there's a whole series of booklets called Hadith al-Mufaddal, says, O Mufaddal, look at the creation of a bird. See how it has been created light and small in volume to enable it to fly. Two legs instead of four. Since their food consists of seeds and that which does not need chewing, they have no need of teeth. Instead, Allah created them with a hard and sharp beak which cannot break when tearing off meat and does not suffer injury when collecting seeds. Mufaddal, look that to enable digestion of food which is not chewed, they have been given a powerful digestive system, a warm body. Look at birds. Again, they reproduce by laying eggs so they can remain light enough to fly. If their offsprings were to grow in their stomachs, they would become too heavy to fly. And if you look at every aspect of life, you see the effect of the guardianship, the Al-Muhaymin. All we have to do is to look. Look at each part of your body. Why does your palms not have any hair on them? Why do you have eyebrows? Look at your ears. Look at the wax in your ears. Why is it sour? There are so many questions that if we looked at and we reflected on, we would understand the way he protects us in the most subtlest to the most gross of manners. It is just absolutely out of this world. And to be able to reflect this attribute, it needs to manifest itself when we interact with those who need guardianship. The needy, the orphans. And whenever I think about an ideal to look up to, we look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we learn from his most perfect student. You know, I've mentioned this in the month of Ramadan. I'd like to repeat it again. When Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam had just buried their father and they were returning to the city, they heard someone crying out and saying, "Oh, where are you? Oh, you who visited me and had mercy on me." They went to inquire and they find that it was a leper for whom Imam Ali alayhi salam had provided a shelter outside the town of Kufa. He used to visit this man daily, dressing his wounds and feeding him, because he has lost the use of his hands. And when the two imams asked him who he was calling out to, he said, "I don't know, because he wouldn't tell me his name. He would say, Al-Miskin wa jalisum al-Miskin. One poor person sits with another. I am like you." When they realized it was their father and they informed him of that they had buried their father, he asked to be taken to the grave, and there he breathed his last. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says, whosoever puts an affectionate hand on the head of an orphan will be rewarded by Allah with a radiance, a light, a nur, an energy for every hair which will pass below his hand. And it also means to be proactive in our actions, words, thoughts and feelings in providing guardianship, in providing protection to those who need it. Well, it is one of the Ism-e-A'zams. Recite it 5,000 times every day for 7 days. Especially at night, you can even write it down and put it under your pillow while you're reciting it. And you will be able to visualize things that will be beneficial to you in your material and your spiritual life. Inshallah, we will continue with Asma al-Husna tomorrow, and we will be looking at the attribute of Al-Aziz, the Mighty.